about how important the new year is and getting it started off on the right track. And when we can really set up the new year, set an intention, got to realize how powerful expectation is. Expectation. What are you expecting for the new year? Have you set your expectations for the new year? And are you setting those expectations according to what you can do? Or are you setting those expectations according to what God can do in your life? We don't want to set limiting expectations for what's going to happen in 2015. We don't want to limit ourselves and say, well, I think I can do this in 2015. I can accomplish this little bit right here. We want to be believing for the power, the supernatural power of God to be working in our life. And to do that, we need to start expecting the supernatural power of God to show up. Amen?
Amen.
In 2015, I want you to be focused on expecting, believing, and having faith that the power of God is going to show up in your life and do supernatural things.
Amen.
That He's going to change your life in amazing ways. Now, 2014, a lot of us had incredible victories. Amen?
Amen.
We had supernatural increase where finances were multiplied. We had wonderful miracles of healing. I was just talking about some of those, how people were healed. In 2014, we had a lot of amazing things that God was doing in our life. But our best days are still ahead of us.
Amen.
God has greater things planned for you in 2015. And for us to step out there and get on the plan that God created, we need to begin to expect the best. Expect that God has created supernatural increase. Let me read something here from 2 Timothy. This is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling? They're talking about the Lord God. Not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Before time began, God had created the plan for you to walk in a righteous and blessed way.
Amen.
Before time began,
yes.
He had created that already. Well, the time is changing all the time in our physical world. Because we now say, oh, 2014 is gone and 2015 is here. So we're like, this is a new time. But the plan that God created for us was created before time began. He already planned for you to do incredible things. We need to begin to expect and grow that expectation. Expect the supernatural power of God to show up in our life. Not just once during the year, but every day.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
Now, we've been doing after we do our offering, I often will have you say a faith prayer. And a prayer of faith is meaning you're speaking by the things you hope for, not necessarily the things that you're seeing. There's no evidence that you're seeing what you're saying yet. Because if you could see it, you wouldn't need faith. You need faith for the things you do not see. If you're sick, you use faith to proclaim that you're healed in Jesus' name. If you were healthy, you don't need faith to be healed because you're already healed. Amen?
Amen?
Make sense? Now, when we've been saying this faith prayer, though, it's proclaiming a lot of incredible things. And I think sometimes when we're just repeating something after I say it, it might not be registering on your brain. You may not be applying that or thinking about where does that actually applicable in my life? Where do I actually put this in? And so those words kind of come out of your mouth because you're repeating them, but you may not be seeing and expecting it to actually happen in your life. And I want you to get a very good picture of what we're saying in that faith prayer. Because when we sow a seed to God, when we tithe with God, we're partnering with Him. We're saying, I believe your promises are true. And I believe that those promises have been fulfilled, and I believe that I'm part of that promise. Say amen to that. And so we want to know, how is that applicable and tying into my life? Let me read that prayer. You don't have to repeat it after me this time. I want you to hear it. And I want you to start to see in your life how that applies and where that potential is for this. In Jesus' name, I declare by faith that I walk in divine favor. I have preferential treatment, supernatural increase, restoration, prominence, petitions granted, laws changed, policies and rules changed, battles won, which I do not have to fight.
Amen.
All because of the blessing and favor of God on my life.
Amen.
How many of you are believing this so far? Can you start to see this happening? Are you expecting this to happen in your life? Are you expecting the power of God to come in and change laws and win battles?
Yes.
You know, I hope so. In Jesus' name, every morning when I arise, I will speak and expect divine favor to go before me. Favor of God to go before me. And surround me as with a shield, with goodwill and pleasures forevermore. Doors are now open for me that men have said are impossible to open. No obstacle can stop me, and no hindrance can delay me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this is powerful, but sometimes when we're just saying these words, we may not actually be expecting to see that in our life. Or we might be only expecting it in a small way. I hear many of us talk about sometimes how, oh, God, divine favor was with me today, Ted. I got a cookie at the restaurant. Good, good, yes, divine favor is working there. But I believe that God is expecting and has planned from the beginning of the time something greater than just a cookie for your favor. Something, and the cookie, I love the cookie. I want the cookie and the free soup when I go to the restaurant. I love that, and I praise God for that. But what I'm saying is, I think God, when he plans something out so far ahead, it wasn't just about the cookie. Amen?
Amen.
I think it was something far greater that he has planned for you. Something amazing. The life that God has planned for you is a life of success and a life of victory. It is a life of happiness, crazy, just amazing happiness, where you are joyous and filled with love, where you walk in a blessing, where every day God is just shining his miracles down upon you, and everywhere you step, it's like plants are springing up, flowers are popping up behind you, because that's how blessed and highly favored you are.
Amen.
So I want us to stretch for 2015 into the expectation of something greater than just that little something that happens with favor. You know, sometimes we will notice and say, oh, that was the favor of God. Yes, it was. But I'm saying that even greater things can happen. I want to go to a story here in Genesis that's talking about Abraham. Abraham walked by righteousness. He was a righteous man. He walked by faith, excuse me. But he was righteous because he believed the promises of God. You guys are also righteous. And you're righteous because you believe that the promises of God were fulfilled through Jesus. Amen? So you are the same as Abraham. Now, Abraham, walking by faith, being a righteous man, receives amazing, mind-blowing, incredible favor.
Yes.
And we want to see that in our lives too. And since we are the same as Abraham, in fact, we even have a better covenant. We have a better covenant than Abraham, which means we should see even greater favor than Abraham was seeing in his life. But I want to take a look at some of the amazing things that happened in Abraham's life. And as I'm doing that, I want you to begin to see in your life how victories can be won, and what favor looks like, and what preferential treatment looks like, and what restoration looks like on a whole different scale.
Amen.
On the scale of God.
Yes.
because it's even greater. And for you, as I said, your covenant is even a greater covenant than Abraham had, which means you need to believe even for greater preferential treatment. Amen?
Amen.
Today's message, if I didn't mention, is called God's favor. God favors you.
Amen.
God favors you. Now, check this out with Abraham. Listen up. This is pretty cool. Let me tell you the story. We're in Genesis chapter 20, just so you kind of know where to go. But here we have Abraham is dwelling and walking around, and he's married. He's got Sarah. He's got all of his servants with him. And here comes this king, Abimelech. Now, Abimelech is a king, and he suddenly takes a liking to Abraham's wife, Sarah. Now, Sarah and Abraham have kind of come to an agreement beforehand that if anybody asked, they were going to say that Sarah was Abraham's sister. And so Abimelech said, hey, this woman looks pretty good. You know, she's like, what, 80 years old at this point? He's the king. He can choose anybody. But see, already we're seeing some favor here, because why does this woman Sarah look so good to this king who can choose anybody? Can somebody say favor?
Favor.
That's favor right there. And that's unreal favor, because this is a woman who's, you know, 80 years old or something like that, and she's looking incredible.
Yeah,
amen. That's favor right there. Already we got that. That's the kind of favor we got.
Yes.
You got that kind of favor right there. Okay, so Abimelech takes this sister of Abraham, is what he thinks, takes her as his wife. They go into the palace. Now, he has a dream, though. He starts having this dream. And in this dream, actually, we got to go to that, because I want you to hear what God says to him. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, indeed, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife. So here we have, suddenly Abimelech is having this dream. And in the dream, God is telling him, you are a dead man because you have taken another man's wife. Now, Abimelech in the dream is like, wait a minute, I was told that she was a sister, and she said that it was his brother. So I mean, I'm innocent here. I didn't even know about this, you know. I what are you gonna do? You know, and so God said, you better restore this wife back to Abraham, or else you are a dead man. Now, so Abimelech wakes up in the morning. This is a king here. He wakes up. He is afraid. He tells the men in his, you know, in his kingdom what happened. They're afraid. Everybody in the whole household is afraid. Oh my goodness, this Abraham guy is a prophet of God. That's what God said last night in his dream. We got to restore this woman back to him, or else we're dead. Now check this out. So he goes out. Let me get this right here. So he said, restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet. This is God speaking still in the dream. He will pray for you. Abraham will pray for Abimelech, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her, know that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours. So it's not just him, it's everybody that he's related to. They're all dead. So when Abimelech said, we better restore her. So here's what he does. He brings Sarah back to Abraham, restores her. He brings sheep, he brings oxen, he brings servants, and he gives them all to Abraham. He's bringing a whole herd of livestock. He's bringing all these helpers and servants. He's bringing everything. And it also says here that he brought 1,000 pieces of silver as well. So he brings out a box, probably a big chest of silver, and gives that to Abraham too. And then on top of it, he asks, Abraham, would you please pray for me? Pray for my household, because we're plagued. Because their whole house is plagued. What it says here, So Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, his female servants, and then they bore children. So everybody in the household was sick. Everybody in that whole household was sick because of what Abimelech did. For the Lord had closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Now, so we see here that an interesting case going on here, because on the one hand, we have Abraham and Sarah who did not tell the whole truth. Now, they told half of the truth. They said they were brother and sister, and that is partially true because their father was the same. Their mothers were different. So, yeah, they are brother and sister, but they told a half-truth because they didn't mention that they were also husband and wife. So Abimelech, out of ignorance, as he said, took her, you know, but look what God did. Did God go after Abraham for telling a half-truth? No, he went after Abimelech. Why? Because Abraham is the righteous man.
Amen.
Because Abraham is the one that's tithing with God, who is partnered with God, who is believing God. And so he gets preferential treatment. This is what's called preferential treatment. See, here's preferential. This is preferential treatment where nothing happens to Abraham. In fact, he's told now to pray for Abimelech. Everybody in Abimelech's house is sick. They're all sick. The women, the children, Abimelech, they're all sick. Why? Preferential treatment of God. When you're tithing with God, when you're believing God, when you're partnered with God, when you're walking with God, you get preferential treatment.
Amen.
Say amen to that. And we're not just talking about a free cookie.
Yeah.
We're talking about him opening the way and giving you advantages in situations, in business, in relationships, opening the way to give it to you on an unprecedented level, because it's a supernatural level. It's not a physical level.
Amen.
That's what God has planned for your life. That's what God has planned for your life. So now, notice what else happened here. So, does this sound familiar? Here, Abraham is walking by faith, right? He already has gotten preferential treatment, but he also got supernatural increase. We talked about supernatural increase. Not only did Abraham not get anything afflicting his house, here he has given supernatural increase, meaning financial abundance and prosperity. So what seemed like a situation that he could have worried about, he actually brought the blessing upon him. Because remember, when you have received Jesus into your heart, you're now blessed. And you are considered to be righteous. If you're righteous, you now have the blessing of God upon your life. If the blessing of God upon your life, then you have supernatural increase. It's automatic. Supernatural increase. So Abraham is now receiving sheep and oxen and servants and 1,000 pieces of silver. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's supernatural increase.
Amen.
Not finding a quarter out on the street. Yes, finding the quarter on the street's good. But I'm talking about expanding your expectation to understand what the plan of God for you is. When he says supernatural increase, we're talking about herds of animals. You're going to need a ranch. You're going to need to get a ranch. Go out there and get one right now. Because herds of animal and bucket loads of gold and silver is what God has planned for you. Say amen to that. That's the supernatural increase. So when we say preferential treatment, I want you to see it on a whole nother level. It wasn't that, see, God isn't looking, are you doing good, are you doing bad, are you going to receive what you need to receive. God sees you as righteous, you've received Jesus, you're righteous, that means you're blessed, and if you're blessed, then you got the preferential treatment.
Amen.
That means he's already put you above other people. It doesn't matter if you make mistakes, he still puts you above other people because you partnered with him and you believed him. And for that, you get preferential treatment. You get supernatural increase. Now, we also talk about in this prayer, restoration. What did God say? Restore the wife back to Abraham.
Amen.
Restore that wife to him. Restoration. So here, Sarah is taken back to Abraham and restored to him. So that's restoration right there. And did anybody say, battles won, which I do not have to fight?
Amen.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
Abraham received that too. Battles won, which he did not have to fight. Somebody took his wife. It's a king. This king's got armies, probably he's got fortresses, he's got palaces, you know, he's got something. He's got a whole bunch of land out there, right? Abraham could have rallied the troops. He could have got people together and said, oh man, this is a bad situation. I need to go out in there and fight him. I got to attack the palace and rescue her. No, he won this battle without lifting a finger.
Yes.
Battles won, which I do not have to fight.
Amen.
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 So he didn't have to rally an army. It was God that went to fight for him. God is our victory. Jesus has already won your victory. Your victory's already been won. You've already won the battle. You just have to receive the victory. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And this is a battle on a whole nother level. Some of you think you won a battle because you're able to get your dog back into the backyard. Whew, thank you, God, for that battle that I was able to win. No, expand your believing to know when he says battles won, he's talking about great victories. And that's what Abraham got here. A great victory, incredible victory. Now, if I skip down a little bit in that prayer, we were talking about that the divine favor goes before me and surrounds me as with a shield. A shield of favor is around. Say that. Do this. I got like a shield of favor. It's like all. Can you feel it? Can you? Because that's what was around Abraham. And everything that Abraham owned and everything that Abraham was associated with, the favor of God is all around it.
Amen.
Including Sarah. Because Sarah, here she, even though she was taken to be Abimelech's wife, Abimelech never touched her. God prevented him from going close and being able to do anything. So she wasn't attacked, she wasn't assaulted, she wasn't touched. God had that shield of favor around Sarah too. So that means nothing happened to Abraham. He didn't get attacked or killed. Nothing happened to Sarah. Nothing happened to anything that Abraham had because that shield of favor was around them. They were protected by God. You have the shield of favor around you too. Can you see that? That is the shield that you have. That means when you go out into the world, you don't have to worry about protecting your stuff. You don't have to worry if you've partnered with God and tithed with God and created that bond of believing and you've received Jesus into your heart. There is a shield now of favor around you that's protecting your investments, that's protecting your family, that's protecting your friends, that's protecting your investments, whatever you put up, protecting your house. There's a shield of favor around it. And God is taking care of it. Say amen to that.
Amen.
That's that shield of favor. Are you starting to expand your? Are you starting to expand? Is anybody expanding their beliefs yet?
Yes.
For 2015? Of what this means that you have. See, you've already got this. You've just got to start walking in it and expecting more. It's great. I'm talking about little things that you've been talking about receiving, and that's great. We want to celebrate everything, little things and big things. But 2015, I want you to be expecting supernatural favor of God. I want you to be expecting His favor upon your life in such an amazing and powerful way that nothing will come upon you. Nothing will be able to overtake you but blessing and goodness.
Amen.
And more riches and prosperity and more health and more strength and greater opportunities. Those are going to be the only things that can take over your life because the blessing of God is upon you. You are the righteous man just like Abraham.
Amen.
You have preferential treatment just like Abraham. You have that preferential treatment. Can you feel that? Can you start to, is your mind beginning to stretch a little bit? Can you get that in there? That you've got that kind of preferential treatment? It doesn't matter what the situation or the rules are talking about. You are lifted to a different level. You are treated differently. That's preferential treatment. God is going to make sure that you're treated according to His plan, not the world's. Amen?
Amen.
Supernatural increase God is bringing into your life, it's not just going to be because you got a $5 raise at work, but He's going to be able to bring abundance in and such. You're going to need a bigger bank account. You're going to need a bank of your own. You're going to need like a huge vault to put everything that God has got for you. That's what He's prepared for you. That's supernatural increase on God's level. For 2015, I want you to be in the expectation and knowing that this is what is belonging to me, and it's been planned before time began. God planned it for me. It's already mine. Why? Because I've already received Jesus and He fulfilled the promises. It's already mine. And when I walk by faith, meaning believing and expecting and hoping for the promises, I'm going to receive them. Amen?
Amen.
This is what God has got for you in your life. So now, when you start to think about this faith prayer that we're talking about, are you starting to get the right picture? Every time we do this faith prayer, I want you to see clearly what God is really doing in your life. Battles won, victories. I mean, here, it's not Abraham that's sick, it's Abimelech. That means somebody comes against you, watch out. I'll tell you, we had a story recently where there was somebody that got into an argument with us. And we weren't really arguing, but as it was happening, we were like, what is going on here? This is strange, you know? And so we went home. You know, that was fine. You know, a few days later, I heard that that person had a bad back. They could barely walk. Now, we hadn't said anything. We hadn't done anything. But somebody comes against the righteous of God, He's going to come in and do something. And it's not so much that He's doing it, it's that they are going to pay some sort of price for coming against the light of God, the goodness of God, the righteous of God. Same thing happened here. Abraham, you know, he's like, hey, he took my wife. And even though he may not have told the whole truth, Abimelech, his house, his children, everybody in that has wives, everybody is in trouble because they came against the righteous man. That's preferential treatment.
Amen.
Are you starting to expand your believing here?
Yes.
Start to think about 2015 now. What kind of supernatural increase can God bring into your life? What kind of preferential treatment? It doesn't matter if you're in some sort of battle, court battle. It doesn't matter about your taxes. You've got preferential treatment. There's different rules for you.
Yes.
Rules are changed, remember? Rules are changed. What Abimelech told after he had given Abraham all this stuff, he said, this is my land, dwell wherever you want. You see, he suddenly changed. He changed and he said, you can live wherever you, this is all the land, this is my land where I reign over. Live anywhere you want, Abraham. See, there was something different. Remember we said something about prominence. Prominence is something we often say in that prayer. Prominence. Suddenly, Abraham, who might not have even been a second thought to Abimelech, suddenly now has prominence. You can live wherever you want. Go to the blessed land. Take the place that has the most water. Whatever you want, Abraham. Because now, suddenly, Abimelech, who's got the armies, who's got the kingdom, is afraid of Abraham. Why? Because he's got God on his side. He's got the power of God on his side. You can get prominence too in your life. You might feel like, well, nobody knows who I am. And nobody thinks that I'm an expert. Or nobody really understands, you know, what God is doing in my life. But I'm telling you that overnight, went to bed, Abimelech really probably never gave a second thought about Abraham. Woke up in the morning and oh my God, he knew who Abraham was and he knew that Abraham was somebody very important and everybody in the kingdom shaking in their boots because Abraham is a man of prominence. He is a prophet of God. You are prophets of God and overnight, just like that, God is going to give you that kind of prominence. He's going to take you from being nobody to being somebody. Maybe everybody's going to be talking about you tomorrow morning. On the television, in the newspapers, everybody on your street's going to know that's them. That's the person that's with God because he's told me so. Amen to that?
Amen. Thank you.
See, that's the power that God has given us. And that's what we've already got. In 2015, this year, as you go forward, begin to expect. Are you getting excited about this?
Amen.
You've got to have some passion behind this. Are you excited?
Yes.
So things happen in 2014, but with the expectation and knowing that you are protected in all ways, that you have preferential treatment, that you're getting supernatural increase, that God has already given you all this and you're going to receive it by faith, by knowing that, you got to be excited about 2015. I tell you, 2015 is going to be your greatest year ever. You are going to see your lives turn around 180 degrees. You are going to see your profile going from being maybe low to suddenly super high. You're going to see your bank account scratching a couple of pennies around to being overflowing, where you've got so much extra, you're handing it out like candy because you want to be a blessing to somebody else.
Amen.
That's what God's got planned for you in 2015. Say amen to that.
Amen.